this entire Bible from that first page, all of this entire Bible is the recovery of the blessing and the removal of the curse.
What was God's plan and purpose when He created the universe and put man on the earth? Join Kenneth Copeland as he reveals the one thing man has to do to walk in the blessing and receive what God has promised, next on The Believer's Voice of Victory.
Let's look in the 16th chapter of John. And Jesus, just hours before he went to the cross, and he began to minister to his own staff the last Passover supper that they had before he went to the cross. And of course, he's seeing over in on the other side. And he's preparing them. And not only that, he's preparing himself. And he makes this statement in the 7th verse. I tell you the truth. It's expedient for you. It's better for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him to you. And then in the 13th verse. Howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth. The Comforter, the Spirit of truth, is come. Now, why would the Spirit of truth be called the Comforter? Because you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
When you know the truth, it'll make you free. You're going to see some things about that tonight. He will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Now that's his job. And if you will receive it, he will accomplish exactly that. Now, we've been talking about the two systems. The blessing of God declared on Adam in the Garden of Eden. It was God's final work of creation. Let's go over to the book of Genesis and remind ourselves from the 26th verse of the first chapter. And God said, let us make man, or man be in our image after our likeness, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. Now he had created the earth. And then he formed the body of man with his hands. And then he gave birth to his spirit out of himself. The Bible said he breathed the breath of life into him. Well, that breathing, the breath of life, was in those words that I just read. That's the way he brought this whole thing into existence. Was in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and no thing, nothing that was made without him. So nothing that was made without the Word. Amen. Amen. So now, we know that the Scripture says God is love. We find here that God and his Word are the same. And that the Bible says God is light. It also said God is life. Amen. So, he released all of this universe, this specifically at that time never had been done before glory, which was manifested as matter. And it was just for you. Amen. Amen. Created all of this just for you. He decided to have a family, so he built on. Amen. He built this universe for you and me. It's ours. Now, let's go to the second chapter. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made. He rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. Now, he didn't rest because he was tired. He rested because he was finished. You see, he finished. He was done. God blessed the seventh day, sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Now, the last thing, the last work, was the release of the blessing force authority on the man. Amen. The blessing force was the glory with which he created all this. And all that he created was created to sustain and perpetuate life. All of it was to support life. There was to be living things, living everything. All of it was alive. And it had to support life. Well, how's he going to be finished if he has to just continue from now on feeding what he created? But he didn't do that. And right here it's going to tell us what his plan was and how he intended for it to go. And it, you know, he doesn't ever change. Amen. He never ever changes, and he never ever quits.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, there is a very, very strong, strong piece of information here that has been, just religion has just almost wiped it out. We almost lost the truth of it. But thank God you can't lose truth. It'll come back.
Amen.
And you can't cover it up. It'll grow through it. Amen. Amen. That tree in the middle of that garden, God put that there. Amen. That tree in the middle of that garden was God's. And the fruit on it was God's. And it was Adam's job to take care of that tree. He had all of the rest of the garden, and he had the authority and commission from God to see to it through the blessing of God that this garden would expand and grow and fill up the earth until the entire earth was the Garden of Eden.
Wow.
That was his commission. But that one tree was in the center of the garden, and it belonged to God. That was God's investment in this place. You got to remember now, God's plan was to move here.
Amen.
He planning on coming here.
Amen.
For good.
Amen. Wow. Teach it.
I told you the other night, read the back of the book, man. I mean, that, you know, the front and the back go together. Now, God did not intend for this man to remain ignorant of good and evil. The devil lied to him and told him that God didn't want him to know. That's a lie. There wasn't anything God didn't want him to know. We just read it from the Gospel of John. All that the Father has is mine, and he will take everything that's mine and show it unto you. That's been God's will all the time. He had never changed. But the devil lied to Adam and his wife and told them God didn't want them to know. And of course, you know the rest of the story. So what was the situation here? Why was that such a problem? Now, if you look throughout the course, I mean from the very beginning all the way through, including the ministry of Jesus, the Bible says Jesus' ministry is, he is a high priest forever after the orders of Melchizedek. He has the same orders on him that Melchizedek had on him when God called Melchizedek, the high priest of God, to take bread and wine, the covenant elements, and go receive Abram's tithe and bless him. Bless him. Now, God blessed them. His plan, it's obvious because you can track it all the way through the Word. And it never changes. It's always the same. We bring our tithe. The high priest of our days takes our tithe and blesses us. That's what was supposed to happen. Same thing that God said to Adam is the same thing Jesus will say to you. It's the same thing that Melchizedek said to Abram. Blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth.
Amen.
And then later we find out in the book of Romans that because of faith, Abraham was heir of the world. He believed what Melchizedek said. So, what God intended was at harvest time for Adam to meet God in the center of the garden with God's fruit from his tree. Amen.
Amen.
And sit down, have a joyous time, have a feast from this garden. I mean, God's big on feasting and shouting and jumping and dancing and having a big time. Gentiles were the ones that started crying in church. I don't know where we got that, but anyway. But now what had he done? He robbed himself of the privilege of learning both good and evil from God, who would have set him down and fed him of that fruit. Let me ask you something. Has God ever spent your tithe on himself? No, what does he do? He spends your tithe on your spiritual development.
That's right.
He turns it right back around to spend it on your spiritual development. At least that's where it's supposed to go. Isn't that right? So he missed the opportunity. First place, he picked the fruit green. It was not ready. He wasn't ready to get into that. He didn't know anything yet. When the time had come, God would have set him down. He said, now here's some things you need to know. And he would have fed him of his tree. Oh, man. Well, Like I said, God never changes. He still has the same thing going ahead then going. He finished his work. He ceased from his work. But then when Adam did what he did, God immediately went back to work to get that blessing back. Immediately, he went after it to get it back. This entire Bible, from that first page, all of this entire Bible is the recovery of the blessing and the removal of the curse. Hallelujah. Get it back like it belongs and go on from here. Christ was made a curse for us. For as it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth upon a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile, or come on the nations, come on all the rest of us through Christ Jesus, that we might be heirs according to the promise. What promise? The promise God made to Abraham. In Galatians 3:8, the Bible said, and God preached the gospel to Abraham, saying, in you shall all nations be blessed. Amen. Now that was God's purpose. It's what he set out to do. And the last 6,000 years hold record of his actions and his words and his promises and covenants to get it back. And it's been done. Jesus has secured it. The only thing that's left is for you to choose to walk in it. It's yours, just as much as it was Adam's. Glory to God.
Success. Thrive. Grow. Increase. To prosper. Are you ready for a complete financial breakthrough? The key to being a part of God's financial system is to do your part. Step out in faith and receive what God has for you. It's our prayer that you experience true prosperity like never before, spirit, soul, and body. To accomplish this, we've created one of the most in-depth Bible-based resources Kenneth Copeland Ministries has ever made available on this subject. Introducing Lifeline's newest title, Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough. Be prepared to fully engage with all the materials. Write in your workbook, speak the scriptures, pray the prayers, watch the videos, listen to the music, and take time to really absorb the teachings. Take a step of faith towards your financial breakthrough today. Order your copy of Your 10-Day Spiritual Action Plan for Complete Financial Breakthrough by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, now available for just $15. For faster processing, order online at kcm.org. To request your copy by phone, call 800-575-4455. Or you may write to Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. This new product is a lifeline practical tool for your everyday needs. Order yours today.
My name is Patricia Sherwood, and I live in Charlestown, West Virginia. And we've been there a little over 8 years. I've been married for 15 years. And I've met Kenneth Copeland Ministries through a friend over 10 years ago. And I have to say that my life has not been the same ever since. A friend of mine, a gal I used to work with, had given me a cassette tape of Gloria Copeland. And it made so much sense to me. And yet it contradicted a lot of the images that I had. Once I heard that message, I wanted to hear more. It was just so full of life. My background is all in business, so I would go, whether it was customer service, seminars, or self-help, improvement, you know, time management, all of those things. And I would go to these meetings and I'd hear all of this information, things to do. This is, you know, this is how you approach it. This is how you solve problems. And I'm like, oh, this is all so great. Well, then when I started reading the Bible is when I learned that's where it came from. That these people had no new ideas. that it was all in the Bible, nobody ever told me that before. I started listening to the Copelands. I feel a strong connection with the ministry, not only because of the partnership and everything that that provides, but also that connection with Kenneth and Gloria as my teachers, my mentors, my spiritual parents. It's a nice package.
Some events happened in your life that probably were unexpected. Tell me a little bit about that.
My husband lost his job. At the time, he didn't have any particular prospects, and he was actually out of work for about 18 months. And things were fine for us, in that God really provided for us during that period of time. And my husband had some interim jobs. Eventually, that support was running out, and that was in 2007. As of July 1st, we had no health insurance and things like that. And my husband had applied for a job at a university, which would be a different career for him. And we were supposed to hear the results of that job search before the gentleman who was doing the hiring went on vacation on July 4th. So as the time approached, you know, that deadline that we were just holding our breath, waiting for. The third, July 3rd came, and there was no phone call. And then July 4th, there was no phone call. And it's a holiday, and we're figuring, well, he went on vacation. He's already made his decision. So on July 5th, I had read a letter from Kenneth Copeland Ministries that I had received. And afterwards, I said, God, what are we supposed to do? And I prayed, because now it's like, now what do we do? This didn't work out. And the message I heard was that I was to sow a seed. So I did, and I sowed it to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and I walked it to the mailbox that day. And the next day, my husband got a phone call from his now boss and offered my husband the job.
So you all came to your deadline. The deadline passed, and now you were in a situation where things were uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think it was that God required that of you, Patty? Why did God direct you to sow that seed?
One, because of how reaping and sowing works. And the second part of that, I asked him. I said, God, what do we do now? So he told me. He said, sow a seed. And I guess I was surprised that I had not done that earlier. God had the situation in hand all the time. It was a matter of us being in a position to receive that.
Change came into your life, and it wasn't something you expected or anticipated. But when you look back now on the journey that you and your husband have been through, can you see that this change has brought about good things in your life?
Yes. It has brought about good things, and it has been a blessing in many ways. I mean, one, certainly financially. Since that time, we've grown together in our faith. We pray more together. I do realize that my husband, as a wonderful husband and provider that he is not my provider, that God is. I feel so for people who might be going through that kind of situation or this current economic turmoil without knowing the truth. Because what else is there to do but worry and panic? But I know that there's another way. I can't imagine, and I don't want to imagine, what it would have been like had I not had God to turn to. And I knew that God was there to turn to because of what I've learned through Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I know that his word is true, and I know how valuable that word is. I've learned how to, interpret the word so that I can apply it to my own life. I say frequently, I don't know where else I would have learned that if it wasn't for Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
Now, Patricia made a choice. She chose to stand on God's word and his promises. Now, that is a choice to rest. Not a choice to get worked up and get worried. And I know you don't always understand where it's headed and you don't always know where it's going. But faith in God says, God, you know where this is going. So I choose to rest in you. I choose to rest in your word and the promises you've made. Now, Patricia and her husband, John, they were set up for the blessing. They had an opportunity to trust the Lord with everything they've got. And now they both have great jobs. Praise God. Now, in the broadcast today, you heard my grandfather Kenneth Copeland talk about how God released the blessing in the beginning. But when Adam and Eve ate of the tree, a new plan had to be in place. And that plan was to bring Jesus to this earth and come back and get the blessing back. Study your Bible. Read Galatians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14. That right there is a description of what happened, how Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one, traded all of that. And he became cursed and he took the curse so you and I wouldn't have to. And he made the blessing available. The blessing of Abraham is now available for you and I to choose it and walk in it today. I want to talk to you about the 10-day spiritual action plan for complete financial breakthrough. I know a lot of you are planners. I know you've got your 5-year plan. You've got your 10-year plan. But what about your 10-day plan? What about the next day or so of your life? This package right here will help you approach the next 10 days and begin to walk in the financial breakthrough that many of you are believing God for. It's going to help you in every area of your life. And I want you to get a hold of it. Also want to let you know about the Blessing in Action Copeland Family Meetings. Many of our family members are headed out and we are going to be in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, August 27th through the 29th at the Midwest Airlines Arena. Now look, we were all taught to live and walk by faith. And there's a message on the inside of us that we believe is for you. So if you need some more information about these meetings or anything else going on at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I want you to get on kcm.org. You can get all the information you need. I want you to join us all this week on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and again on Sunday. It'll be a blessing to you. This is Jeremy Pearson's reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and like my grandparents always say, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Visit our online store today at kcm.org to purchase this broadcast on DVD or CD or a copy of today's product. Kenneth Copeland Ministries has a resource of teaching materials and study tools designed to help you find the biblical answers to your questions. Believe the love God has for you. Walk in the blessing and let the glory of the Lord shine in your life. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland are sending their family to help you. Come to the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and December 3rd through 5th in Orlando, Florida. Generations of powerful ministry will share God's word to bolster your faith. Come be refreshed, renewed, and healed. Don't miss the Copeland Family Meetings, August 27th through 29th and December 3rd through 5th. Admission is free. For more information, go to kcm.org.